So any increase to the number of women reaching out for help from an Garda Síochána is very welcome, because it lets us know that women are becoming aware that they do not have to live with this level of fear and worry, and that an Garda Síochána and the domestic violence legislation is there to support them and keep them safer.
So you do feel that it might be a case that victims are potentially feeling more empowered to seek help?
Well, that's a really lovely way of looking at it. And yes, I think you're right. Obviously, domestic violence happens in secrecy. It happens in the place where most of us want to feel as safe and happy and homely and comfortable in our own homes as possible. And if home is not that for people, it can be very, very difficult to find the courage to reach out for support. So, yes, we would say that it's fantastic that women do know that support and help is available. And yes, it is encouraging. I think there has been a little more attention in society general and in campaigns done by the government around ensuring that people know that support is there for them. So I think that does give women the confidence or even the slight impetus to seek help and seek support. So yes, I agree with you.
No specific refuge centre in Sligo still, though, for those seeking help, Carmel. Your reaction to that, and maybe perhaps where we are with maybe getting a designated centre, potentially.
Certainly. And this is, I feel I have said, I've been heard saying this quite a number of times in the years I've worked with DVAS. Essentially, Sligo and Leitrim are one of 9 counties in Ireland that currently don't have an emergency 24-hour refuge. However, we have been on the priority list, and the new agency, CUAN, who are responsible for ensuring best practice services in the area of domestic and sexual and gender-based violence, are taking their responsibilities very seriously and working closely with all the local authorities to identify potential sites and or buildings that could be used for emergency refuge, and Sligo is no exception. So DVAS is involved with CUAN and with the Sligo County Council and with the Housing Agency and the Department of the Environment to really work hard together to identify a suitable place, location, site or building that would house a very good quality 24-hour refuge. So I don't have definite news, but I am working very hard to make it happen with the other stakeholders, and we're very confident that we will have news. We would really hope that before the end of the year that we can publicly talk about refuge happening in Sligo, and we would hope that in the next 2 to 3 years that people can see construction happening, and that very soon we would be offering a top class refuge service for women and children in Sligo and Leitrim.